The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You're supposed to wear your seatbelt no matter where you sit, and yet according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, people who sit in the back seat tend to think it's safer there, to the point where one in five still don't buckle up. And in taxi cabs, it's even worse. Three out of five don't wear seatbelts. Nobel Prize winner John Nash and his wife were riding unbuckled in the backseat of a taxi on the New Jersey Turnpike when they were killed last month, and that's brought a call for even tougher seatbelt laws. More after this from David Harris of AJC. Every state, except New Hampshire, requires front seat passengers to buckle up. But now there are calls for stricter seatbelt laws in the 22 states that still don't require buckling up in the backseat as well. There's a special push to get people to buckle up in taxi cabs.
I think part of it is that there is a false sense of security.
State Senator Brad Hoyleman of New York wants to see a fine of $50 for anybody caught not wearing a seatbelt in the back of a New York City taxi.
Seatbelt laws save lives, and when you enforce seatbelt laws, they even save more lives.
Well, Washington, D.C. already has the kind of law that Senator Hoyleman is proposing. So, is it working? CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve talked with D.C. cab driver Noor Ahmed.
I think that's the problem, is that they are for a few minutes and talking sometime and they don't care.
How often do people wear the seatbelt in the back of your cab?
Very rare.
Almost never?
Never.
And the reason is, we assume that in a cab, we're safe. To which Deborah Herzman, the former chairman of the NTSB and the head of the National Safety Council, says...
It's really kind of confounding. It's hard to explain why people would think that a stranger, someone that's unknown to them, is actually a better driver than even they are.
Maybe we assume anybody must be a better driver than we are. In any case, in 2013, 55% of backseat passengers killed in car crashes were not wearing seatbelts. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.